Penny Harper. I'm the news editor at Mix 96. Making the news today, childminders, that's a big story for us. People worried about it's being a bit of a postcode lottery for childminders. Also sort of tying in for us locally is fears for parents who are perhaps sending their kids off to school for the first time, walking, using public transport, that kind of thing. So we've got an interview with the county council talking about that. We're kind of going through our slow summer patch at the moment, but I have to say we haven't hit the absolutely desperate, you know, dogs, donkeys situation yet. So,
how do you know when things get desperate? What's top of the hour?
Well, when things get desperate, you just get more inventive, I guess. You sort of, what I'll usually do is turn a national story into a local story, so to speak, get a local angle, which is probably the easiest way, rather than doing what other stations do, which I don't like, is just turning your news into a what's on guide, you know. Although, having said that, tomorrow is the Bucks County show, so we are going to feature that quite a lot, but that is a huge event for the county. Obviously we're a big rural area, so, and it's one of the biggest one day events in the country, so thousands of people will be, basically Aylesbury Vale will be rammed tomorrow, so that's quite exciting.
And how local is local radio? Do you have to be very careful about where you find your stories from and where you report?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to. So I use the example of sort of localising a national story. I don't just like to shove Buckinghamshire at the start of it and then have somebody completely random talking, if you see what I mean, which I think people sometimes do. I want to get someone from Aylesbury talking about it. Really easy way to do that is to vox people in Aylesbury. Just go out and ask them what they think. That's always quite interesting. And tell you what, people on our streets have some really weird things to say sometimes. We did a story the other week on... It was a story about that kids want to grow up to be celebrities now. They don't want to be firemen, policemen, nurses. They want to be famous. And so we went to a local nursery and got told that a lot of the children there wanted to be trees when they grew up.
Any particular tree?
I don't think they specified. Little ones, maybe.
And for people who don't know the area, we're in Aylesbury now. Amersham, where I'm from, is about 20 minutes train ride away, but that would presumably be too far for you for local news.
Well, Amersham is South Bucks, so we do touch on Chesham and Amersham, but because it is sort of the south of the area, that's more our sister station, Mix 107, that covers that. We have a kind of crossover period there. So unless it's something really interesting in Amersham. If it's a murder in Amersham, obviously, suddenly Amersham's in.
That will never happen. Amersham's
into our patch, you know, is that kind of thing.
Amersham's far too well to do, I should tell the prospective buyer of my home. But one more question. Tell me about Kate.
Kate. Well, Kate is our. It was who we all think about on a daily basis. When I'm putting my news bulletins together, I'm thinking about Kate. She's sort of, which is our. It's our target audience, basically. Kate is a sort of mid-30s woman. She possibly works as well as has kids, that kind of thing. So she's interested in any stories with kids, education, health, and then the kind of female-related kind of stories, I guess. So I think our news differs quite a lot from other, if you looked at other stations and things, you can tell. I think you can tell whose target audience are, what they are.
And when you're out and about getting stories and talking to people in the street, what kind of reaction do you get to Mix 96? Is there still a lot of respect and a lot of affection for local radio in an era when you can get news from so many different places?
I think there is, to be honest. I mean, one of our slogans is, you know, your town, your station. And I think people really do genuinely feel that. You know, I'm quite happily welcome people who phone up and have just heard something about the... Oh, for example, a guy phoned up the other week. We were talking about speed indication devices on his street, and he phoned up and said, oh, you're doing my town, you know, that's a disservice because now people know that they're there, blah, blah, blah. So I talked to him, and in what we ended up with in the end was a really good piece from him talking about his kids playing outside his house and worrying about them. So it went from a little thing to quite a nice big item, and, yeah, it went from there. So it's nice, positive, negative feedback. They're listening, which is nice, isn't it? So I think, yeah, Mix is quite firmly in people's hearts, to be honest. People get quite passionate about things. You say anything wrong and boom, and they're really defensive, you know, and, yeah, very, very involved with the station, I think. And we all get involved with the local area because we all live locally. And, you know, Andrew, my colleague, lives in Aylesbury. I live in Tame, which is 8 miles away, you know, and that kind of thing. So we're all quite nosy and involved in everything that goes on.